What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
Welcome, Lagos. It's 7 minutes past 10 right here. What's up, Lagos? My name is Andrea Odwobi Teke. How are you doing this morning? I hope you had fun listening to that song, you know? I enjoy listening to it. And I hope that you enjoy listening to it. It's Friday. I know some of you would be, you know, packing the bills together, getting ready to, you know, pop them champagne. Pop some bottles or, you know, just feel good. It's morning radio, Andrea. Don't say that. But I hope that you're well and fine. It's Friday today. Friday is usually a very relaxed, and some of us are thankful that we're able to see another Friday in a week. I would say, like Collins, another Friday, another weekend in a pandemic. Another week in a pandemic. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful to God that I am alive. I hope that you are also grateful that you're alive and you can breathe in good air. I really hope that you are grateful for the life that you're living. I really do hope that you're well, healthy, and basically just grateful. Basically just grateful. Today is Children's Day. Congratulations to all the children out there. You know, some of us that's already, you know, some of us that are, you know, already grown-ups and adults, we console us in days like this and try to feel like a child again, try to, you know, have fun like a child again. But if you have children around you, it's that time that you celebrate them. Those who you see around and you know that they deserve love, they deserve happiness. This is a time to show them that they are cared for, that you care for them, that you see greatness in them. So if you have those children around you who are deprived from love, deprived from the goodness of life, deprived from the basic necessities that children are meant to have, I would say that this is a time to reach out to them and show them some love, you know. If it's for you to create just a little party around them, make them have fun, give them clothes, shoes, back to school materials, books. That's a good time, I would say, to do that. Just help them or make them feel loved and make them feel that, yes, they're valued and they're loved. I also think that being a child in this day and time is harder than what we used to have back in the day. I would say that growing up in this new society is quite hard. I feel so. I don't know if I'm correct, but I feel like children are pressured these days. And it's, when I say children, I mean both teenagers as well. It looks like they're all pressured. This era isn't giving them the opportunity to be innocent anymore. Isn't giving them the opportunity to be children, you know? And it just feels good to be a child. It's when you become an adult, you start telling yourselves that, adulthood is really as calm. I hope that I wish that I could enjoy the best of myself as a child. If you have one advice we're going to give your younger self, what would that advice be? If you want to give your younger self an advice, what would you tell them? If you're an adult listening to me, have you even thought about it for a moment that if I was a child again, what would I tell myself? What have I seen as in my adulthood right now that if I were to tell my childhood self, what would I say to my childhood self? So, I mean, what would you tell your childhood self as an adult this morning? Welcome. My name is Andrea Odwobi Teke, and you're listening to What's Up Lagos, and the feel of Lagos is live. Tuning for the first time, this is What's Up Lagos. My name is Andrea Odwobi Teke. The first hour of the show is The Feel of Lagos, where we get to find out what's happening around your area and how you're doing. Basically, also join the banter. I threw a question earlier. If you were to advise your younger self, if you're an adult listening to me and you have just sat and said, what? Adulthood is the scam. What would you tell your younger self right now? Realizing the things that you have realized right now in adulthood, what would you tell your younger self? If you want to jump on that banter, you can as well hit me up. But remember to scream, "What's up, Lagos?" And if you have any situation report, feel free to do that as well. Remember the 11 o'clock hour, the fun-filled Friday edition of the Family Talk will be live. And we're having Gender Words, a very juicy conversation I'd like for you to be a part of. But right now, 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Remember to scream, "What's up, Lagos?" And I'll say cheers to life. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Cheers to life! Cheers to life! Welcome!
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
It's Oba from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Oba.
I always love this program and it makes me happy.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you.
And I just want to call and say, "What's up, Lagos?"
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That was great.
I'm off from stress this morning.
I know.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You see, once in a while, you just have to let out all that energy. So, truth be told, at first, when I joined the show, "What's Up, Lagos?" And, you know, Collins was screaming the whole, "His lungs out." And I feel, why are you screaming? You know, why are you screaming? But along the line, when I got to realize that it's not just screaming, it's actually you letting out that emotion. You know how it is when you are overwhelmed? And then when you just let it all out, you feel quite light. Trust me, it works. It really does work. Oh, Laurie's on the line. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Thank you very much. This is my first time calling into this program.
Yay. Thank you for calling. Should I? Well, I can only give you a round of applause. Is that okay?
Oh, that's amazing.
All right. There you go.
Thank you. Just to say, well, I don't think I would want to change anything about my younger self because everything, all the experiences is what has made me who I am today. Aww. And it's like a learning phase. Mm-hmm. And hey, I'm just going to get better than my yesterday. So I don't want to change anything.
Anything at all.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Good stuff. Thank you so much, Olori. I do appreciate that you said that. Well, for some people, they have advice they want to give their younger self, or, you know, younger self telling your older self, or your older self telling your younger self. If you are an adult, what would you tell your younger self right now? The things that you have realized in life today as an adult. If you were to tell your younger self something or advise your younger self, what would you tell your younger self? What? Hello? All right, call me back. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. At 10:45, we'll be having our friends from Adron Holmes join us. So I'd like that you stick around for that one. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, welcome. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning. My name is Mary, calling from BBC.
Welcome, Mary. Good to have you.
Yes. Good morning. Odoma.
Thank you.
My advice to my
younger self.
Yes. Uh-huh. They should obey their parents.
Okay.
And also, yes, they should obey their parents and also obey God's commandments. That's my advice.
All right. Obey God's commandment and also obey the elder ones, right? If you were to give your younger self, an advice, you know, just based on what you have seen happening around, what would you give yourself? For me, if I were to look at my younger self, as much as, you know, when you're a child, would I say you are still controlled by the authorities around you, your teacher, your parents, the environment that you are in, the authorities that are around you, they basically control your choices, your decisions, and all of that. But if I were to tell my younger self something, if I were to advise my younger self, I would tell my younger self, you know what? Never lose yourself. Never, ever lose yourself. Do not be conformed by what the society wants. Do not form yourself into the standard that the society wants. Be yourself. Know who you are and do not lose yourself. Because trust me, there's a very, very high tendency for you to lose yourself as an adult. You know, 0700-993-993-993. Welcome.
Yes. In the show, I think if I am to advise my younger self,
yes,
I think, or I am sure the advice I will give to my younger self is that whenever you are in love with a man,
uh-huh,
or you feel you are old enough to run a relationship,
uh-huh,
make sure you carry your parents along. Yes. Because if it doesn't matter how uncomfortable you are with your mom or your dad.
Yeah.
Because I feel if I have carried my own parents along, yeah, I shouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't be, wow, enemies with my family. Wow. Then trying to make it up. And wow, so I feel what I would have corrected as my younger self is to carry my parents along.
Oh, makes sense. Yes. I mean, that's really deep. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you. Well, all right. I mean, that's really deep. That's really deep. All right. Well, we're asking if you're an adult listening, today's Children's Day, we're celebrating children. But you know, as an adult, you are already an adult. Like, you know, you don't get to be a child again. Well, you can only try, you know, with experiences, with, you know, trying to have fun like a child. But you cannot be a child again. And it's sad to think about it. You cannot be a child. You cannot be a child again. It's heartbreaking. It's really heartbreaking. Like, I feel like crying. You can't be a child again. So I am creating this opportunity today if you were to advise your younger self, what would you tell your younger self? More like you looking back in time and said, you know, I have missed it here and there. If I were to go back in time as a child, what would I tell my younger self? Lekor is on the line this morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up, Lekor?
Cheers alive. Welcome. What's your name?
Hi, Andrea. How are you doing today?
Hi.
How is Collins, Baba? Hope he's good.
He's doing good.
Great. Okay, what I would tell my younger self on a lighter note right now is just jackpot on time. Jackpot
now
on time.
Now what for you?
Thanks, guys. Love you guys. Bye.
So you have lost hope. I knew that someone was going to say that. He has lost hope in his country, Nigeria. Don't do that. Don't do that. Hello? Hello?
Okay. What's up, Lego?
Okay. Woo! Cheers to life.
Good morning, Andrea. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning. I'm so happy today, at least. Though I'm homeless, I'm still happy.
For real?
One of my kids told me today, Dad, yeah, too. Mommy said we're homeless, don't worry. Everything will be fine because I'm talking with a friend now with them.
Aww.
Look forward to just sending them to Billy for now because I'm just... But it's okay, I'm happy that they are alive. Happy Children's Day to all of them.
Yeah.
Happy Children's Day to every child.
Oh, you know what? This phase is going to pass. It's really going to pass. So you just even brought memories my way. So I grew up knowing my dad to be a wealthy man. So he was a car dealer back in the day. You know, people who deal, you know, it's like you're doing drugs back in the day. It was quite a booming business back then. If you sell one car, you know, you see your gain. You know, there's a lot of money coming in. And he was making quite a lot of money. And, you know, we're doing well. We're doing fine. And one day, I was still very young. I think I was around 9 to 10 years, thereabout. One day we just woke up. My dad woke all of us up and said, you know what, we're moving. And when he said we're moving, it didn't dawn on me the kind of moving he said we're moving. Apparently, we're moving to Squat with my mom's family at the time. Things went down. When I say down, like, it was really bad. Like, it was really, really bad. We weren't going to school for a while. We who, you know, children who were going to, you know, posh primary school. And then at that period, I was writing my common entrance and trying to transition to secondary school. And then we had to go to a public secondary school. Yeah, the very first, like my GS1, I remember, during the summer lessons and rest, we had to go to a public school. It was very, it was, the transition was crazy. We were looking like foreigners in that school. Yeah, we were looking like foreigners in the school. It was really bad. My dad couldn't stay with us because it felt like it was humiliating for him to stay in my mom's family house at the time because we were squatting. And it was a full home, you know. We had to stay in one room in that apartment. It was not a very pleasant experience. But hey, guess what? Things began to pick up again. And he got a new apartment and we moved out from there. And, you know, things went almost as how it was before. So I want to encourage you that it's just a phase. It will pass and your children will really turn out to be great people. It's an experience for them. What that taught me was contentment. Yeah, that's what it taught me, contentment. It taught me that, you know what, the days where you would have it, and there are days where you won't have it. So the days that you have what you have, you need to be contented with it. So I believe that is going to teach your children some vital values and morals. And I would like that you emphasize that and they'll be fine. All right? I hope that encouraged you. We're going to break shortly and bring you news that you can use. Remember, it's still Children's Day. We're celebrating children. But then as an adult, we're asking that if you were to give your younger self an advice, what would you say to your younger self? But hey, we got to get this news out, yeah? All right, there you heard it. News you can use is 10:27 on the clock. And still, what's up, Lagos? I am Andrea. On Duobi Tech Air, we're live on Nigeria Info 99.3. We're going on a break shortly, but I'm still asking you that if you were to tell your younger self something, that is, if you were to advise your younger self, what would it be? What would you tell your younger self? 0700-993-993-993. All right, the female only line is 01465-7190. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, welcome. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning. My name is Akeem.
Welcome, Akeem. Where are you calling me from?
I'm calling from Ajah area.
All right, welcome. How is Ajah this morning?
Yeah, for now, cool.
Okay, then. Talk to me.
Yeah, if I'm to tell my younger self, to advise my younger self, just be yourself and be vigilant on everything that you're about to do in life, particularly when you want to go into a marriage life. I so much rely on people guide and former advice, and that destroyed me. Chai. And I'm feeling the pain till now.
Chai.
Even the last caller that called said the report will carry his parents along. Parents are of not deceived. Even my own mom that would have been a proper and guide for me to let me see the other side of which I've not seen. So many of these errors when I was away, because I traveled out to Dubai, I spent 2 years before I came back. All the error and all the great mistakes she saw with my father, she never told me anything until everything scattered.
Wow.
That was when she was not telling me the other day, this and that. I said, why now?
Wow.
No one can see everything. That is why we have family. So what I would just tell myself is to be extra careful and vigilant and stand your ground on your own life, because when it happens, you'll be only the one to carry your cross.
All right, fair enough. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much. It feels like I'm going to be, I will be taking a few people back in time, digging out memories from your childhood and also relating that with your adulthood, like what you eventually turned out to be or how life has been treating you. And if you were to tell your younger self, you know what, this is what the real life is out there. Be this way, do this, do that, so that you don't get to make the mistake that I have made. Anyway, but if you were to tell your younger self an advice, or give your younger self an advice, what would that be? 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Yay! Cheers to life! Welcome, yes. Cheers to life!
Yes, Andre, how are you? I'm okay, Mute.
I am fine. Welcome, okay, Mute. Good to have you.
Yes, I say Collins.
Collins as well.
Yes, if I'm to advise myself, I would say that be yourself, because, you know, when you are very young, so many things come your way, and if you are not yourself, you just be misled by other persons. So when you be yourself, you do things the way it should be done, instead of following people around that will probably mislead you and cause damage at the end of your life. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you, appreciate you. All right, quite a lot. It can get quite a lot. People sharing their advice, what they will tell their younger self. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. If you were to tell your younger self something, or if you were to advise your younger self, judging from how your life has turned out to be as an adult, what would you tell your younger self? Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Okay, cheers to life. Welcome.
Andrea, my sister. Hi, Collins, my in-law.
He's well. He's fine.
I miss him.
I know, we all do. I miss him too.
Yeah, this is Igwe Victor.
Welcome, Igwe Victor.
Yeah, welcome, my dear. They say youth is regret, old age is... Youth is mistakes, old age is regret. If I'll have to advise my younger self, I will tell him to advise his parents to make sure they relocate from Nigeria.
You too?
As I'm working so much with all my effort to make sure I give my children a very good place, a very good location to be in life. So if I were to be a younger self of mine, I would always encourage my parents to make sure they relocate and give me a better atmosphere for life, because I'm not getting, and sometimes I begin to feel for little children. Imagine what today is, but you see how most of the children, the way there is no food for most of them. So if I were to be my younger self, I would encourage my parents to make sure I get relocated. Thank you so very much.
All right, you're welcome, Igwe Victor. Thank you for sharing that. Hello. All right, call me back. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. He says old age is for regret and youth is for mistake. So if you were to advise your younger self based on what you had said, like based on what he has said, that, what would you tell your younger one, your younger self now? What would you tell your younger self? Hello.
Hello. What's up, Linda?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
I must confess that I really miss calling. Yeah. I was shedding tears yesterday when you were telling somebody not to allow you to cry. I've not been able to get over it. My name is Adebinkpe.
Welcome, Adebinkpe.
Yeah, if I'm to advise my younger self, Oh my God. I'm crying now. I'm going to advise myself not to be emotional. Not to be soft-hearted. Not to be too kind. I guess it's really dealing with me so much more.
Are you serious?
I'm telling you, I'm too emotional. I'm too soft-hearted. I'm too kind.
Oh,
I don't know. I can barely like have issues with people, even with my younger ones. If they have problem with me, I'll be the one to be at fault to settle it. You know. Oh my God, it's just too much. And lately, it's been dealing with me. So if I'm to advise my younger self, I'm going to tell myself to be a strong, very, very strong-hearted woman.
All right.
A very strong-hearted woman.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Andrew.
You're welcome. Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy, 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. If you were to tell your younger self something, or if you were to advise your younger self based on how your adulthood has turned out, what would you tell your younger self? It's just like you looking at yourself and say, if I know that this is how life would have been, this is what I would tell my younger self. If I know, you know, if I knew, I know that it would come with some kind of regrets. But look at the bright side. It's you telling yourself that, you know what, this is how I want my life to be. And if you're still young, you can still make a decision. You can still make a decision to say, you know what, I can toughen up. I can, no matter how emotional I can be, I would also know how to regulate my emotion. There's nothing wrong with you being emotional, you know. There's nothing wrong with you being vulnerable. It doesn't mean that you're weak. It just means that you're not being able, you have not mastered the skill or the art of being intelligent about your emotion and having to manage your emotion, you know. So, and it's something that you can learn, right? It's something that you can learn. Hello.
Hello, Andrea.
Hi, welcome. What's up, Lagos?
Oh, it's Chidima from Aja.
Chidima.
What did you do with Colin?
What did I do with him?
Where is Colin? We miss him.
I know. I miss him too.
No. Okay, if I'm to speak to my younger self, I don't really have much regret, but I would say hang in there, and the path you are towing will eventually pay off. And then I would tell her to plan better and that marriage does not solve a woman's problem.
I would give you a round of applause for that one. I will.
Thank you.
That's deep. Thank you so much for sharing. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. There are quite a lot of WhatsApp messages. So if you want to contribute on WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a regret. All right. It might just be you advising yourself. It might just be you telling yourself, you know what, this is how life is right now. And so this is it. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be that you're regretting your adulthood experience. It just means that you are also still encouraging your younger self that, you know what, life could be hard, but you can do it. You can do it. 0700-993-993-993. Hello? All right, please move away from your radio or turn the volume down.
Hello?
Hi, welcome. Please call me back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Lucas.
Welcome, Lucas.
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller.
Yay, you made it!
What's up, Lego?
Yes! Cheers to life!
Cheers to life!
Cheers to life! Welcome!
Yeah, I'm really happy. I'm really happy I got you.
I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did. Yeah. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, what I would tell myself is always say the truth at all times, no matter how hard it is. Just say the truth all the time.
All right.
Even if it's so hard for you to say it.
That's good. Yeah. I like that one. I like that. That's a good one. That's really a good one.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, man. I do appreciate you. All right. You can drop a WhatsApp message 0809-597-5805. It's still What's Up Lagos. We're going on break shortly. Stick around. Welcome back, 10:45 on the clock. It's still What's Up Lagos. My name is Andrea on Duobi Tekken. I told you earlier that we'll be having our friends from Adron Homes join us. It's Children's Day, and they're having this interesting package for young landlords. We'll bring them on the mic shortly. But hey, we're still asking, if you were to tell your younger self something, if you were to advise your younger self based on how your adult life is looking like right now, what would you tell your younger self? I mean, it's Children's Day. It's not like we have the opportunity to be children again. So maybe we should use this opportunity to reflect on how things were when we were children. And if you were to advise my younger self or your younger self, what would you tell yourself? All right, bringing on the mic right now, we have our friends, like I said earlier, from Adron Homes. We have the Deputy Regional Responsibility Officer at Dekunle. It's good to have you join us.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to be on here.
Welcome. We also have Afafo Angela. Is that... welcome. It's good to have you join
Thank
us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So talk to us about the Young Landlord promo.
Wow. Firstly, Adron Homes, we've actually designed this very product to celebrate our children and to invest into their future. Yes, young landlord, in those days, we actually buy products, we buy properties in our name, and we keep documents to whom is to inherit our properties. But in this new world now, you can actually buy in their name, and as a parent, you will be their guardian. So when they are of age, nobody, no family member, fights them for what is theirs. So from start, it's their own. You're investing for them, for their future.
Beautiful. I like that, you know. I like how you narrated. I like how you explained it. Because at the end of the day, we have always known to, oh, you will inherit our father's property. But it's a good thing now that you can give them their own property, that even when they're adults, is still theirs. That makes a lot of sense. So as an adult, how can one key into this young landlord promo?
The promo is very simple, though, because you can key in with as low as 25,000 naira.
Okay.
And spread for as long as 24 months. That's 2 years. Then we have a package that when you buy two plots, you can spread for as long as 36 months. So it depends on whichever you're going for. You have a 30% discount to get if you're buying into this product already. So now buying a product that is worth like 1 million for your child, you get it for 700, and that 700 is going to be spread for 24 months. That's 2 years.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So as low as 25,000 naira,
yes.
I can purchase one, let's say a plot of land.
A full plot.
Yes. And then I spread that across.
Conveniently.
Interesting.
2 good years.
Interesting. I mean, it's beautiful to see, because we're also asking the question, if you were to advise your younger self now, if you were to advise your younger self, I'm sure it would be, mommy, buy me a land, daddy, buy me a land, you know, because most of us didn't even have this opportunity, you know, back in the day.
And the good thing is this, if you go into the banking system these days, fixing money for children is not really advisable, because the interest rate is very low.
Mm.
It won't give you the return on investment on what you are actually looking for.
Okay.
Years to come. Yes.
Hmm.
It's less than 1% now.
Okay.
On any fixed amount you're fixing with a bank.
Hmm.
So, and at this point, it's better you buy into a property for your child.
Hmm.
Imagine our estate, Treasure Park and Gardens, like 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, people bought into that estate for like 1.2.
Mm.
Presently, I tell you what a fixed amount in a bank cannot give you. The estate is worth 8 million naira.
Interesting.
So just imagine within 5-4 years, an estate, a property is giving you more than 200 or 300% interest return on investment. So what are we talking about?
Wow. So run through this package again. So for somebody who is just tuning in, we're talking about the Young Landlord promo, and we have a friend from Adron Homes here. Can you run through the package again for those who are interested?
Okay. Yeah. Adron Homes actually designed this very product to celebrate the children and give them sense of belonging. Not only the adult alone, mm-hmm. not only the mommy, the daddies alone, we have actually come to understand that we need to celebrate the children and invest for them for future.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can buy into our product with 30% discount on all our estates. We have in Lagos, we have in Abuja, we have in Nasarawa, we have in Ibadan, Oyo, we have in Ogun State, Abeokuta, talk of Sagam, Jabu Ode, we have in Lagos itself that you talk about Badagry,
okay.
Korodu, Ibeju, Lekki, and Ekwe.
Hmm.
So come tell us where you want the land. Adron Homes, we have actually invested. You know, it's not easy. And we're 10 years this year, you know, to actually be in a business that you're doing well.
Mm-hmm.
You started 10 years ago and you can record over 38 estates already.
Mm.
And we have over 10 of them that people are living in already.
Fantastic. So with 25,000 naira,
you can... Yes, be a landlord in any of us.
All right. So how do people contact you? Anyone who's interested, how do they contact you?
Yes, you can contact me on these numbers. I will call them twice. I'm going to repeat it twice. That's 080-31-388-630. Once again, 080-31-388-630. You can as well get us on this very number again, 080-6818-5200. I repeat again, 080-6818-5200.
All right.
Yeah, you can also contact 080-388-67023. Once again, 080-388-67023.
All right.
Then another one, 080-6321-8156.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm hopeful. Or I'm hoping that those who are advising their younger selves would also say, you know what, since I'm going to have children, let me also do this for my children.
Yes, and it's going to be a very good thing that you will not regret in future.
Mm.
Fine, if your younger brothers, your sisters are fighting for your own property, but you know you've actually invested for them.
Mm.
And imagine what you're investing for a child of 3 years old, and when the person is like 18 years old, the person can actually take full responsibility of that thing. And by then, something you bought like 700, 1 million is now like 50 million. You know, you know, the our parents does not have those kind of idea then. Mm. They were only buying for themselves.
Yeah.
They will buy and tell me, ah, oh, one of my sons will inherit it later when I'm gone. So that's just it. In everything we do now, you know, we are in a computer world, and they say that we all want the best for our children.
Absolutely.
So when we leave, we'll not have any.
Absolutely. Regret. Thank you so much. You heard from them. So can you have the numbers again quickly so that...
Okay. I say the number you can reach us on is 080-31-388-630. Once again, 080-31-388-630. That is the first one. The second one is 080-6818-5200. 080-6818-5200. Thank you.
And 080-388-67023. 080-388-67023. Then 080-63-21-8156.
All right, thank you so much. We're going to break Lagos. Stick around. It's still What's Up Lagos. I'm Andrea. Odd will be. Take care.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Back 10:58 on the clock is still What's Up Lagos. My name is Andrea Odobi Teke. And yes, the news will be coming up shortly, but we've been asking ourselves, if you were to give your younger self an advice, what would that advice be? And we've heard quite a lot. We've heard quite a lot, quite deep advice. Wow. That some people have told their younger self. So, I mean, if you still want to share yours, you can do that as well. Drop a WhatsApp message or you can call 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. You can also send a WhatsApp message to 0809-597-5805. And thankfully, Isoke is here to read some of those messages.
Yay.
All right, so what do we have?
So we have Afrigogo Delogo from Obalende. He said, I don't pretend. I'll probably advise my younger self to stop stealing meat from my mommy's pot.
Ah! Okay.
True. I was responsible for hundreds of meats missing from my mom's pot while growing up. And guess what? I hate meat with a passion these days.
Maybe because you have been stealing it.
Yes.
You know, maybe that's why you don't enjoy it anymore.
Hilarious. Okay. All right. We have Ridwan from Ogun State. He said, my advice to my younger self is to be confident and get more information about things like education, because I'm the only educated one in my family. I passed through a lot to reach this stage in life.
Okay. We need to go on a break. The news coming up shortly. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. African. Oh, that's right. Style Plus, Olufumi. Amazing song. Amazing song. And yes, I know that brought you memories. I know that it brought back memories. Shout out to Stop Loss. They're amazing. They've been doing great. They are still doing great, hopefully. I enjoyed listening to that song. And I hope that you did too. It's 12 minutes past 11. It's still What's Up Lagos. My name is Andrea Odobi Teke. And the feel of Lagos. Well, that part of the show, we have concluded. But there are a few messages that we'll take quickly before we switch gears to the family talk. The fun-filled Friday edition of the family talk. And we're having our gender wars. I remember the idea of the gender wars is not to fight ourselves. It's just to uncover the truth about man or woman. Some of those things that, you know, we don't get to hear or know until they tell us that this is true. This is how I behave. This is how I am. Well, this is how I'm the popular word is, this is how I'm wired. Anyway, we'll take a few WhatsApp messages. Isoke is here to do justice to that.
All right. So we have Cruz. Cruz says, I tell my younger self, Don't mind these people that say it's rascals that play football or do music. I beg. How further maths and physics don't help me?
I didn't tell you. Oh, that's good. That deserves a round of applause, I must say. You know, see, you know what? I told my son, I said, guy, you're going to play football. You're going to play this football. You know how much these people are making?
Yes, so.
And then, you know, back in the day, you see children playing football. I say, you are serious. Go and read your book. Anyway, reading book is good. Please, don't, you know. Reading your book is good. In fact, children, read your book. But if you are gifted and talented to play football, make sure that you have spare time to do that. All right, let me see. What more do we have?
We have Sam from Lekki who says, advice to my younger self, seek the Lord early and stay focused on your dreams. Beautiful.
That's good. All right, another one.
Benneth from Ajegunle says, if I could advise myself, I would select the kind of friends I have to be on the safe side. Some friends are bad influences.
True. True that.
King David from Lekki says, I would tell my younger self to take one step at a time. There's no need to rush.
Okay.
Michael from Ijeododo says, if I'm to advise my younger self, I would tell him to relocate to another country to look for greener pastures.
I see you. I see you. All right.
We have Tochi from Ado Odo, Ogun State, who says, so what I will advise my younger self is, he's free to feel special, but he should never feel too special. I'm sure it's only him that can really understand that. We have Edozie Dean Naji, who said, if I had a chance to say a few words to my younger self, I'll say to him, never you trust anyone, but stay true to yourself. Deep stuff.
That's good. I like that one too.
Fireman Usman says, I'll advise myself to get married earlier and buy land so that I can be lord of the land.
Okay. That's one good too.
We have a nameless person who says, if I was to advise my younger self now that I'm an adult, I will say, not everything my parents or guardians told me, I have to obey to the letter or follow. First, satisfy myself before anyone else. And again, don't be afraid.
Right. I like the don't be afraid part. You see the part of you saying, don't follow what anybody tells you and all of that. You see, sometimes, you see, that is going to be really hard, especially as children, you know. Like I said earlier, you're still under their guardians. You're still under their authority, so to speak. And so if you go against them, that would be you disobeying them. You know, until you're an adult, then you can now say, you know what, this is what's best for me. All right, then, I think that's all that we have, is it?
We have one more from Prince from Apapa, who said, my advice to my younger self would be patience, because all good things come to those who wait.
I think I like that one too.
I do.
I like that one. So that's it. I don't know. Can we take a few more calls? 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Is that a bit that we have on WhatsApp?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We have Daya from Ogun State who said, I'll advise my younger self to stay away from gambling.
That's good. You better take that advice.
Definitely.
We're going to break and bring you the gender words. And this time is an interesting conversation. I want to know if this is true. So today, since I don't have a guy with me who we would be going head to head with, I'll leave it to you guys to accept or to agree if this statement is true. And let's analyze it together if it is true or not. So stick around. I'll be back. Stick around. All right, welcome back. Gender Wars is live. And please, we want to make this conversation as lighthearted as possible. I know there's a tendency for us to go head to head. Remember the idea. It's not that we're actually fighting each other, that is man and woman. We just want to know if some of these very common statements, if they are true or not. And we also want to help ourselves, you know, coexist. We want to help ourselves coexist in this very interesting world that we find ourselves. So this common statement, I've heard it a lot, and I'm sure I'm not the only one who's heard it. Men say it, women say it. some women would not really agree to it, but let's be very frank to ourselves this morning, okay? Now, this segment says women have more money than men. It says women save more money than men. Because, you know, I usually hear, we know, I don't even want to say that I usually hear, I don't want to exclude myself, you know, that men spend their money on women. So if men make money, at the end of the day, they give the money to these women. And these women are making their own money too. And most of them don't get to spend this money on the men. They expect the men to make money and give to them. And that's why they say that women tend to have more money than men. I don't know how true this statement is, but let's analyze it on, you know, based on how you understand it. Is it true? So someone said that if you ask a woman and she says she has 6 naira, that believe you, you better believe it, that what she has is not exactly 6 naira, but 6 million naira. I don't know if this is true. I really don't know if this is true. But let's talk about this and let's analyze it. Is it true that women have more money than men? All right. And based on the basis that I have shared this conversation, because, you know, they say that men go make this money and, you know, give the money to women. And women also make their own money. And the money is used for what and what. So in a nutshell, I mean, this conversation actually came from a man. He says that women have more money. And he says it's among men. We all state that women have more money than men. I don't know how true this is. Do you agree with this statement? 0700-993-993-993. The female early line is 01465-7190. Women, do you agree? Do we have more money than men? Let's be factual here. Hello?
Andrea.
Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Welcome. It's good to have you on the show. Welcome.
This is Mr. Frank. I'm calling you from Ojo, Lagos.
Welcome, Mr. Frank.
They say women have more money than men, Abby.
Is it true?
Who says it's true?
Is it true? I want to know.
It is not. It can never be. From now to 1 million years. Let me ask you. Let me make it clear to you.
Okay.
And I will come in a lighter way.
Okay.
Because it's you. In Alaba International, we have thousands, hundreds of thousands of containers coming there. And shops. How many are women? In fairness, in Idumot everywhere. How many buildings are here in this Lagos? How many belongs to
women?
How many cars are here in this Lagos? How many belongs to women? Look at this. I beg to differ. We are doing. Women have money. It's women that have been winning it. How many women have come to sponsor? Have you had any woman that come to sponsor this? I beg to differ. I beg to differ. Which woman have been winning? Then who is making this comment? If they have money, how many companies did they have? How many are they employed? How many have? What is that thing that women are producing that if you buy this thing today, they will say that this is woman that produces? Which company? Okay, radio station, television station. Who? How many of them? We have 46 or 47 radio stations in Lagos. How many belongs to women?
I mean, there are a few. There are a few.
And there are how many? How many women did they employ? Where will we start?
Right. Right. I mean, I'm glad that you are the one saying this. I mean, it's funny that it's a man who's actually saying this. and I'm really shocked. Anyway, 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. You had the first caller. So if you have otherwise conversation or otherwise opinion to what he said, let us know. 0700-993-993-993 is Gender Wars. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, welcome.
Yes, this is Eze from Odogbolu Kingdom.
Welcome, Eze from Odogbolu Kingdom. Hi, it's good to have you.
Yes. How are you today now?
I'm fine.
You see,
that person that brings that comment is not true. in the sense that it's only the, for instance, the family that woman has money more than the man.
Mm-hmm.
Because man will have $100, woman will have $200. Eh?
Okay.
But the woman will collect that $100 from the man to maintain the family.
Mm-hmm.
Her own, she will put it, package it very, very well. No, it's untouchable. No man touch a woman's money.
Uh-huh.
But man money is for the whole family.
Mm.
So that is how the woman do it. Not that they have money more than the men, but because they don't use to spend for the family.
Okay.
They only prepare everything to the man.
Mm-hmm.
Because man is the head of the house.
Okay.
I don't know. That is how it happened to my own family.
Okay.
My wife will never give me a couple. But to buy fine cloth and dress herself, she will do that. She will do every other thing, but come to food, I say, but all those, and I'm going to solve that problem. That's how they do it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, then. That's the context at which you look at it. He says, if it were to be in the general scope, right, when it comes to the economy, when it comes to, you know, the general, financial scope, when it comes to women having money, he's saying that if it is in that context, men have more money. But if it's in the context of family, women have more money in the sense they have their own, but they will still collect from their husbands. And that means if they have 2 naira, they would collect 1 naira from the husband, and that makes it 3 naira. It means that they have more money in that context. Anyway, let's hear more. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
First time caller.
Yay. It's good to have you join us.
Calling from Izegu.
Welcome, Emmanuel.
Yeah, the topic that you guys are deliberating.
Mm-hmm.
To me, women have more money.
Okay.
I'm looking at this from the angle of my own family.
Okay.
My mother has more money more than my father.
Hmm.
And I heard that my grandmother has more money more than my grandfather.
How so? Were they doing any business? How were they making this money?
They are doing business. They are doing, maybe, I guess it is it runs in their lineage.
Okay.
Because our elder sister has money more than her husband.
Okay. All right. So you're saying women make more money than men, or women have more money than men. We'll go on a break shortly, Lagos. Stick around. I'll be right back.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. What a break that was. 11:45 on the clock is still What's Up Lagos. I am Andrea Odobi Teke. We're having Gender Wars live on Nigeria Info 99.3. And I shared with you this common statement, or this, a statement that I would say it's common to some extent. Because this person who said this was so confident. And I said that. Okay, let me say the statement again, and then you tell me if it's true or not. All right, remember, gender wars. It's not that we are fighting each other. We just want to know how we operate and how we think and how we, relay with each other, basically, so that we can learn to coexist. All right. So this person says women have more money than men. So earlier I said make. Maybe that was where we misunderstood this a bit. So he says women make more money than men. And he was saying that if a woman tells you she has 6 naira, it's more likely that she has 6 million naira somewhere. So I want to know, is this true or not? Is this true or not? And we're having a very light-hearted conversation. We know that there's a tendency for you to make it deeper than what it is. A shout out to Frank from Malaba. He went quite deep. And I understand where he's coming from, when we're looking at the workforce and, doing business. It hasn't really been convenient so to speak, for women to thrive. But I think that narrative is changing. I really do think that that narrative is changing. Women are, by the day, you know, breaking the bar. You know, they are just pushing ahead, and despite the little bottlenecks here and there, they are doing their best to be successful. And I must appreciate women who are. But what do you think about this conversation? Is it true or not that women have more money than men? And he says that if a woman tells you she has 6 naira, she most likely has 6 million somewhere and their lives. He also said that men make this money outside and come back and give this money to women. Spend this money with women. Men, you know, and women, they have their own money, so they're adding the ones that they are getting from the men, too, and that means they have more money. I know that you want to hear my opinion, but I'm not going to do that. I want to hear you all say what you think. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Hello? All right, call me back. Call me back if you can. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Welcome. What is your name?
First time caller.
Yay. Welcome. It's good to have you here.
Yes, women have money. Men have money more than women.
Ah.
That is great. It is ordained by God that way.
It is ordained by God that men must have more money.
The money woman has.
Ah.
There are still for women, man to feed. Clothes. And give adequate care.
Okay.
The scripture said that God, the women shall be looking for the satisfaction of their husband for anything they need.
Okay.
So it is not good for a man to be asking women to be feeding him, taking care of the family, and other sundries in the house.
Okay.
No.
All right.
It is written by God. So men is more. They are better. They are richer than women.
Okay.
Yes, but then if women they are in tertiary businesses, it's all over. They can sell pepper and make millions.
Okay.
When they make their millions, their husband may not know.
Okay. So you're
at the time they may come in the rescue of the family when needs be.
Okay. So you're saying that's in the real sense of things, men are supposed to have more money than women, right? That's what you're saying.
If a man has 1,000 naira. And his wife with 5,000, the man is still better.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for your opinion. I do appreciate William is on the line. Welcome, William. You're reaching out from VI. How are you this morning? Hello? Oh, goodness me. Please call me back, William. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
Where is my darling, the man from Kalahari Desert?
He's fine. Holy Adao.
Say me hi to you.
He would hear.
Yeah, that's you need to sow a seed. A seed of living the Ipo for you. Only just 100,000.
Okay.
You know what, Angela?
Yes.
The reason why men are not very rich with the expectation of God's desire, is that they don't handle their money to their wife. We are the source of riches of men. God made us a multiplier.
Yeah.
God made the laborers. So they labor and make money and then hand over the money to the women. Their God will be supplying. Don't you see how women give birth? How they give birth? So God said, go and multiply. He was counting on women. So multiply to enrich the man.
Right.
So the salary, everything, give it to the woman. The woman will not say, okay, you have your own. In that case, you will see riches will pull all over. That's why Nigeria are not rich now. Nigeria men are not rich. That's not my money, now I'm a rich man. So anything, if you go for labor, you come back, you make 30,000. My darling, my secretary, church. This is the money.
Yeah.
It will cut it. It will remove tithe. It will remove seed. Then the rest, you will not say, what do you want to buy? How much do you need? The woman will give it to her. See, we have the rest for herself. Then you go, we multiply again.
Right.
So women are the richest.
Okay. Thank you very much. I mean, I just lived for joy when I heard her voice because it's always a delight to hear Madame Igwe. So she said women are natural multipliers. That is, if you give them one thing, they can make, you know, quite a lot from that one thing that you're giving them. So if you give them 5 naira, they can make a lot with that 5 naira. But if it's you holding that, is if the man holding that 5 naira, they will make so much from it, you know. So she's saying, in a nutshell, that women have that multiplying effect. And I want to agree to some extent. I know that there are some women who, I would say that women are very good when it comes to saving money. So if your money is handed over to them, they know how to save and keep and make more and invest and do quite a lot with that one you have given them. So yeah, I want to agree with the multiplying effects. 0700 993 993 993.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon.
It's morning. Welcome. What's your name?
Good morning, Anthony. I'm coming from Ikoyi.
Good morning, Anthony. Good to have you.
Okay. I want to pinch.
You want to? Hello?
Women have more money than men.
You said women have more money, right?
Yeah, they have more money.
How do you mean? Can you explain that?
For example, my wife at home, sometimes I do give her 200. She multiplies it to 2,000.
Wow. How does she do that?
I don't know.
Are you serious?
And before you know, she start telling me, man, she have money somewhere. She get money in the house. I can't see the money. I can't do this. I can't do that. And I'm just surprised.
Okay.
But though, it's natural, dude.
All right.
First time caller.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. All right. So, women, how do we do it all? Can you hit me up? 01465 7190. They say we have the multiplying effect. So he gave his wife, how much did he say he gave his wife? And she came back with 2,000 naira. I don't know. Anyway, he says it's natural. 0700 993 993 993. The female only line is 01465 7190. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
This is Joy.
Welcome, Joy.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Cheers to life, indeed.
Where did they get that analogy from?
I don't know. I really don't know, man.
Anyway, I think why they say that is because women naturally are keepers.
Mm.
You know, they want to save from whatever
for rainy day
that they can lay down. So.
Mm.
You know,
yeah,
they are the ones that will look after the children and every other thing.
Yeah,
so that's why they say women have more money than men.
Mm. But you're saying in the real sense, it's not true.
The real sense is not true. Okay, let's look at the percentage of billionaires in the world generally.
Mm-hmm.
How many women are there?
Okay.